This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hamas handed over three male Israeli hostages to the Red Cross in Gaza's southern city of Khan Yunis this past hour after first parading them before hundreds of Palestinians and dozens of armed and masked gunmen. They got a physical checkup and have just crossed the border into Israel. Miriam Herslog has more.
One of the three Israeli men has U.S. citizenship after 500 days captive in Gaza. Sagi Dekel Chen will meet his baby daughter, who was born after he was kidnapped. The other two Israelis hold Russian and Argentinian passports. The deal to release the hostages almost fell through during the past week, and talks to free the rest are still on shaky ground.
Federal prosecutors in Washington filed a motion to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams after seven prosecutors in New York declined to do so and quit. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Tom Dupree served in George W. Bush's Department of Justice.
What do you make of this back and forth, this mass resignation wave?
Well, it's reminiscent of the Nixon era, where you saw the president basically try to find someone who would carry out his orders in the Justice Department, had to go through several officials before he finally was able to find someone who would carry it out.
The president denied any involvement.
Well, I don't know about it. I mean, obviously, I'm not involved in that.
CBS's Erica Brown reports mass firings of government employees continue.
Friday, more federal workers were notified of layoffs, including more than 400 employees with the Department of Homeland Security and nearly 1,300 employees at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about one-tenth of the agency's workforce.
The Department of Health and Human Services is bracing for cuts of nearly 5,200 newer employees. Los Angeles area communities near burn scars are dealing with dangerous mudslides after heavy rains. CBS's Carter Evans is in Malibu.
For a region still reeling from devastating wildfires, this is the last thing they needed. Pounding rain unleashing rivers of mud. The storm left most of the fire-scarred hillsides above Pacific Palisades, Malibu, and Altadena intact, sparing the hardest-hit areas from even more misery for now.
Even though the rain has passed, these scorched, barren hillsides are a big threat. There's no vegetation holding the dirt in place, and they could still collapse weeks, even months from now.
Abortions will resume in Missouri immediately after a judge ruled the state's abortion clinic licensing requirements were, quote, discriminatory and had the effect of stopping abortions. Voters had put abortion rights into the Constitution there. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Police in Alabama have arrested a house cleaner for using some funny money.
The homeowner had to hire some help.
The victim had some fall and injured. Wasn't able to get around very well, so she started hiring out people to help clean the house, take care of the pets.
Daphne Police Lieutenant Jason Lazari says the woman hired Lori Smith, who cleaned the woman out, to the tune of $20,000.
It was replaced with a bunch of the fake movie money that apparently you can buy online.
The money looks real, but it has a line on it that says for motion picture purposes. Smith claims she was planning on paying the real money back. She's free on bail. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Jurors at the Los Angeles trial of rapper A$AP Rocky will consider two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm when they begin deliberating Tuesday. A prosecutor said during closing arguments they could not consider his partner Rihanna and their children who were at the trial on Thursday. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A winter weather advisory for tonight. A couple inches of snow and a low around 25. Snow for your Saturday, maybe another inch with a high near 33. And more snow Saturday night and another inch or two possible. Winds will increase to 30 out of the northeast. Right now, it's 28.
Hewlett Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bye. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. walking on down the line. Yeah. You know it's all for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Low and tight now. Hey, my baby, does a hanky pain?
Wow.
show. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Baby, that's where I'll be.
The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Nice. the same.